Not a lot is known about Bergdahl's life since he was captured in June 2009, but it's believed he's now being held by a Taliban-allied insurgent network in Pakistan. U.S. efforts to bring Bergdahl home are wrapped up in slow-moving peace negotiations in Afghanistan with the Taliban. At home, the people Bergdahl grew up with have become frustrated with what they see as a lack of political pressure for his return. Sabine Parrish, a University of Washington student, says few people know about her childhood friend.
I want people to know that Bo is loved, that he is sorely missed, and that we want him back so much. I cannot wait for the day I get to give him a huge hug and say, "Welcome back, man," and boy, do we have a hell of a lot of catching up to do.
In Bergdahl's hometown of Haley, Idaho, the owner of the coffee shop he used to work at is urging people to write two birthday cards, one to send to the White House and one to save for Bergdahl until he returns. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.